Our garlic is out of the ground and curing. We have 10 different varieties, and we're always looking for new ones to try. I can't cook a meal without garlic. Every variety has its own characteristics. Some have large cloves for roasting. Other cloves are smaller and better for cooking. Some types are hot and spicy. Others are quite mild. Softneck garlic is ready for harvest when the first few leaves start to turn brown and become dry. That's usually in early July. Softneck varieties are the best for braiding. Hardneck garlic is a bit later. It's ready when the stiff leaves, or scapes, become straight. We cut off most of the scapes in June to provide more energy for bigger bulbs. The scapes have become a delicacy for stir-frying, grilling, and pesto. Knock off any loose soil and dry the garlic. Keep it in a ventilated room out of the direct sun. In a couple weeks, the skin will become papery and protect the bulb. Soft-neck varieties keep longer than hard-neck. In our region, garlic planted in the autumn is ready for harvest the following July. Like spring flowering bulbs, garlic will set roots and start to grow in the warm autumn soil. As the soil cools, the growth stops, but the plant's ready to start growing as soon as the soil warms up in the spring. We separate the largest bulbs for seed garlic. We crack the bulbs and plant individual cloves. Some hard-neck varieties may only have 6 or 8 cloves per bulb. Soft-neck varieties may have 12 or more. Keep the papery skin on the cloves to protect them at planting. Space garlic cloves about 6 inches apart. We plant a double row. The rows are 6 inches apart and the cloves 6 inches in the row. That gives us room to cultivate so weeds don't take over. We plant the cloves a couple inches deep. Some folks like to plant deeper in our area. We plant but mulch the garlic beds. Once the soil freezes, we cover the beds with a couple inches of compost. The compost holds in moisture and prevents the freeze-thaw cycle. Garlic's a heavy feeder and likes nitrogen. The compost adds some nutrients, but we need to add more. Fish emulsion is a natural source of nitrogen. Garlic likes even moisture, not too wet and not too dry. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.